Mexico is a gorgeous New Year's destination, especially by the sea. And Acapulco, El Estado de Guerrero, perhaps the best place of all. The salt air sweetened with winter fruit and late-blooming flowers. In the colorful town square is El Mercado, the marketplace of Acapulco. A large corrugated tin roof shields from the tropical sun an area alive with buyers and sellers, the bought and the sold. Goats and iguanas are freshly killed. Stalls are stacked with hot peppers, cilantro, and avocados. And the beaches. The beaches. The surf and the sunset. Extremely romantic, a wonderful location to find or reestablish love. The bougainvillea blossoms, the church spires, the crazy green that grows in abundance everywhere on the rocky, scrubby cliffs. And just behind the hills, agave plantations galore, enough to fuel the hallucinogenic conviction that this is heaven. It was here, to the El Presidente de Maya de Playa Parador Con Howard Johnson Beach Resort, that I repaired with Shirley, dear Shirley, the goddess of Oklahoma. She had accepted my invitation through Ed McMahon, an intermediary. I wanted to make up to her. Our L.A. affair lasted a couple of blazing years, her show, my scripts, but I'd abused it, and I hadn't seen her since the shootout. I hadn't apologized for cops on her lawn, my friends in her basement, the overdrawn account, the abuse of a love gone awry. So it was to be a New Year's reconciliation. Resolutions were to be made. And it was going along swimmingly for a couple of days. P. de la Cuesta for water skiing, brunch at the aromatic almond, cliff diving along the shore, ministrations of love poolside, and promises of change. And man, Shirley Jones in a sandal, and only a sandal. All to no avail. On New Year's Eve in Acapulco, the party starts early. Somehow I'd stayed off the booze all day, but then, as soon as darkness fell, the fireworks started exploding, and I can't explain what happened. We were settled into the intimate and exclusive Cabana Queso, watching the Roman candles and orange rockets and girandolas arc over the bay and explode the night. Then the toasts started, one sip, then another, then one more. Before long, I had fallen prey to the allure of the magical agave, was drunk and abusive again. I made a snide remark about the Partridge family. Suddenly, I'd found a handgun, got into a racket with Johnny Weissmuller, and then was called to the end of the bar, where Coco Cabrera awaited with a business opportunity. "No, Paul," she said. "Don't go. It'll only be 5 minutes, Shirley. Trust me." But rather than being away for 5 minutes, I was gone for 3 days. Leaving the diva at the bar. When I finally returned somewhat to my senses, Shirley had deserted me. We haven't spoken since, and I don't guess there's much to say. Except this. Shirley, I know you're listening. And I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.